a small portion. The king asked the chaver to give him a taste of the mystical books of the Jewish people, and he chose the Sefer Hayetzira and began to explain it. Of course, his goal was to just give the king a little bit of taste of what it was about. We got a little bit of a taste of the taste of what it's about. It goes into a very long explanation, not only of 10 or 32 different combinations of God's names, but 203 at one point. And it becomes very difficult to really follow for people of our limited exposure to this type of thing. What's startling is what follows. Imagine if we had spent the 3 months doing it and then learned what we're going to learn today, which is that it's not so important to study these things. So we might as well find out about it. And we're going to go to Chavav, where the king responds. I have at home a book from Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan. Rabbi Aryeh Kaplan was a tremendous genius who took great interest in these type of things. He has a book. The book is entitled Meditation. Meditation today is a relaxation technique more than a technique of mysticism. But using the word meditation, he translates. He uses the Hebrew word for meditation to be hisbaidedus. Hisbaidedus, which is an idea, he explains, of extreme concentration on the soul. He says there are two levels of hisbaidedus that we find. One is to concentrate, to shut out the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Shut out the rest of the world, but he says that's not it yet. The true hisbaidedus is to concentrate and separate your mind from your physical senses,
yeah,
your body, and to have a soul experience. And that soul experience is the experience really that the Sefer Hayetzira is about, by being able to concentrate on certain thoughts, words, and ideas, as he explained them, the Sefer and the Sipur and the Sefer, and somehow being able, by doing that, to accomplish something mystically. So that's the idea of the Sefer Hayetzira. The king now asks, in effect, why is this all important? Why does this matter? Omar Akuzari, Mat Sarech Aloysius Hevav Yud. Hevav Yud are the letters with which the world was created, which is explained in the previous section. Oy El Malach Vagalgal Vazulazeh. Okay, I'm on page 129. In the Maimar Revi. Or the king, or the angels, or the Galgalim, all we really need to know is God's desire and the fact that he created the world, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all that exists in one shot. Who needs to know different combinations of letters if Hashem Lamaisa created the world in one moment? And God created a world which can exist and which can give birth, which can procreate. And HaKadosh Baruch keeps them alive with his spiritual force. So why is it important to know more than the fact that Hashem created everything in front of us? At one shot, and why is the tzuf aisyais with which they represent? Why is that an important thing? It might be a truth, but why is it important? Amar Achaver, hativaisa melech kaiser. He says to him, "You know something? You have something there. You're right. So haemes vehamuna beemes. This truth and the faith in truth vazivas masha in tzarech elav." Now, I just want to quote you from the Eitzer Nechmad, because it may not be so clear these words in the beginning of Chav Zayin. The Eitzer Nechmad in the beginning of Chav Zayin says, Kalimer means to say, Vadai Shekachu Emes. Shein Tzarech L'chateit Achrei Maseh Hashem Kinayrahim. It's not necessary to pursue how Hashem created the world. Ki noirahim, they're awesome. Ve'amuna shakel chafetz kach hi be'emes. And the ikar is the knowledge, the faith, that Hashem created everything. And we have faith, we yitz our faith knowing that Hashem created. No, really, no mitzvah to pursue this type of an idea. And more than that, it says further on top, Avinu. Now we have this Kabbalah that we had in the beginning that the Sefer Yetzirah is written by Avraham Avinu. If it's not a mitzvah to do it, why did Avraham Avinu write the Sefer Yetzirah if there's no mitzvah? The answer is, Avraham Avinu wrote it kishedizbaru loloi ho'alokus vo'achtus kodim shedibyedaber imay b'machazeh. Avraham Avinu had two periods in his life. He had the period before God revealed himself to him the first time. Avraham was 70 years old. The first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself. For 70 years, it's a long time. So far, I think it's a long time. Maybe another couple of decades, I hope. I'll feel 70 years is mid-age. But in those 70 years, God didn't speak to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu did everything through his own chakira, through his own examination of the world. At that period in time, he had the Sefer Yetzirah. He didn't have the Torah. Hashem hadn't revealed himself. And after God spoke to him, he niach kol hakashoysav. He abandoned all of these investigations. V'shav levakish rutzayin olakim me'imai achashalamdai. Once he had Torah, he didn't need any of this. V'echu aratzin, what God desires, v'beivet David yusig v'beizemokim, and in which thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire will be fulfilled, and in which place, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, v'kavar darshu rabiseinu. And Chazal Dash, and listen to this, it's a Chazal we know. It says that the Brisman Absarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out. The Tershava Pei is, go out of your stars. Go out of your stars. Ratzalaymar, he translates it, and go away from all of these pursuit of this wisdom.
Uncertain.
What?
Uncertain.
Okay. Misupekas, you're translating uncertain. Okay. Ukvar Omar Apaltoin. And Plato already said, Mehanovi, Shoi Bizma, Me Arina Samelech. When Plato met a prophet, a Navi, Shuhu Omar le Philosoph, Shumasasi per Philosophia, Bechazoi Me Alekim, that he's involved in philosophy, then he saw a vision of God. Once I know, I have God's vision, I have no need for philosophy. Only in the one, who is the shliach between me and my creator, until a person has a message from the Rabbeinu Shalom, he's chayker, the Rabbeinu Shalom. But once he has Torah, he's chayker in Torah. He brings around the bottom, I don't know if call it a legend or a tradition, I'm not sure which one, that Plato met Yirmiya. Here in the bottom lines of the Eitz HaNichbad, he brings Kfiya Nimtza B'Svarim Kadmainim Yanov Yahu Yirmiya, who haya bizman apiltein hafilosof. And he was in the days of Plato, the philosopher, B'Lesof Ahu, who apiltein atzmayin, that is Plato himself, who haindav alay baish ki Yirmiya chacham enavi. Now there are a number of traditions regarding the fact that Plato apparently met Yirmiya twice, once in Mitzrayim and once in Eretz Yisrael. You're worried about the timeline?
Yeah.
The timeline is not way off if you accept the idea that Alexander the Great was not long after the Binyan Bayasheni. Depends what you do with 180 years. But Yirmiya lived into the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. Lived into the Golus of the Bayis Rishon. Yirmiya's Nevuah ended with the Golus. He lived later, but he stopped. His job of Nevuah ended with the Churban. And we don't know exactly when he died or where he died. We know, lest we meet him, the Jews are going off into Golus. Plato should have been about two generations later. So the question is, if this is the same Plato, a different Plato, if there were two Platos. But there's a tradition they met twice, once in Egypt and once in Eretz Yisrael. The most famous interaction that's passed down to us is that Yirmiyah was weeping over on the Harabayis, over the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, and Plato commented to him that an intelligent human being should not be weeping over stones, to which Yirmiyah did not respond. Subsequently, in their discussion, Plato saw that Yirmiyah had great wisdom, and he expressed amazement over the great wisdom. And he told him, had I not wept over these stones, I wouldn't have this wisdom. It comes from the same source. So that's a statement. But be that as it may, what's attributed here to Plato is the statement that the acceptance of the idea that philosophy is important if God didn't speak to a Navi. So all you can do is philosophize about the Rabbeinu Shalom. But once Rabbeinu Shalom reveals his Torah, so the pursuit should be Torah. So to Avraham Avinu, he pursued.
Avraham goes with a different sheet. Avraham says, even though we have Torah, there's still a mitzvah, okay,
a mitzvah to know God.
To know God, okay.
The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his writings writes, in the new Sefer, he says, Chachmei Yisrael are divided between those who believe that Jewish philosophy should be devoid of the Greek style of philosophy, and those who believe that the Greek style of philosophy should be used together, one with the other. He brings a few examples, but he refers to the Ramban as the opposite of the Rambam. Usually it's the Rajba, that the Ramban held held one way and the Rambam held the other way.
Well, the Ramban was familiar with Plato and all of them too.
The Rambam? Oh, the Ramban. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Ralbach for certain. Okay. Anyway, getting back here, V'hugdar b'sefer hazeh b'soy ha'asora ha'achodim shemaskim alayim b'mizuchu b'mariv. And the geder, the guideline of the Book of Yetzirah is the number 10, which is agreed upon from east to west. There's no logical or natural reason that things should be grouped into tens. It's a secret of God. Something that I can't explain to you. You have to accept it without any other reckoning. That the number 10, Avalisaita Lakai, Mashamar Esesfirais, I'm sorry, blima, blim picha b'daber, blim lipcha b'lahar, v'im rotz lipcha shuv l'makam, shalakach dema rotzai v'shaiv. Now here, it means the following. This is an expression taken from the Maisa Merkava. If your heart is going to run to the study of Kabbalah, of Sefer Yetzirah, it's a study of rotzai v'shaiv. Rotzai v'shaiv literally means running back and forth, scurrying back and forth. In the Nevuah of Yecheskel, there are visions that are visions of heavenly creatures scurrying back and forth like lightning, as it's expressed. The idea of like lightning is that the ideas, the Kabbalistic ideas, are hidden from us. The most we can see is like a spark of lightning, or a bolt of lightning where you have for a moment a little bit of light, and then it becomes dark again. So he's saying to understand Kabbalistic ideas, it's like the Rotzei V'Shaiv, the running, the scurrying to understand in the vision. And on this, there's a bris that it's not revealed. And the midas of Hashem are 10, with no end, beginning to end, end to beginning. It's like a flame holds on to a coal. You know, the same thing. Now this we had actually in Rachayim at some point. It's a greater life than Nefesh Chayim. The idea that the Sfirais, all of the Midas, kindness and discipline, beauty, all of these Midas form a chain. The chain is like we had the example of a spiral staircase. The idea is that numbers, if there had been no idea of tens, the numbers you would have to memorize forever. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then you would have more names for numbers in a straight line. The wonder of mathematics is that when you get to 10, you go back to 1. You have 11 to 20, you go back to 1. You get to 100, you go back to 1. Is that numbers are a system that are repetitive. So the Eser Sfirais, the 10 Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are also repetitive, and they go higher and higher. You have Chesed, Gevura, Tferes, Netzach, Ha'id, Said, Yisaid, and Malchus. And then you have again Chesed, so we call it Rei Chesed Shebegvura. We go up the ladder. So that's what it means, not Seifa, Dechilas, Tchilas, and Beseifa. The beginning and ends are connected, like a flame to a coal, Vedashe, Vidav, Chashay, Vitzair, and keep on trying to understand, reckon, and imagine, Shayyitzir Echad, Ve'ein Beladav, Lafnei Echad, Ma'ata Seifer, and before one, what are you counting? V'chazima Seifer, Shem and Avram, Vitzar, V'chokar, Vitzar, V'yotzar, V'chokar, when Avram understood, and he formed, and he created all the points of his imagination, the chashav also biyadai, nigla olav adain hakoil. So by understanding all of nature, he came to the revelation of God, kari oyavi, God called him my beloved, karas lai bris, bein eser et spice of yadav, and the bris is on the 10 fingers of the hand, who bris haloshen, bein eser spice raglav, who bris mila, the karav atemra et sarcha, bebet yedaticha. So I want to mention this quickly, because after this we move on to other things. There's the idea of the bris haloshein and the bris hamila. The tongue, the word, there are a lot of similarities between the mouth and the makam of the bris mila. They both create. They both have the ability to create. In the physical world, the place of mila allows the continuation of the physical world, of having children. And the mouth creates the creation of spiritual things. And they're very similar in many ways. Most of the physical, useful parts of the body, the external body, come in pairs. Two hands, two feet, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils. It's the mouth and the bris mila, which are in the center of the body and are alone. They both can create. There's dibur levatala and there's zera levatala. There's a bris haloshein and there's a bris and there's a bris mila. There's a similarity between them. They are the mida of Yisaid, of Yosef HaTzadik. And he sort of ends with this tease. And what does he go on to next? Right, the king wants a taste of every little thing that the Jewish wisdom. So I'll get you very excited. We'll learn Chav Ches. Omar HaKuzari, the king says, Ritzaini Shetereini. Okay, I had enough of that. Now, with Saini Shetereini, now I want you to show me, or Tam, or Ma'at, Mechachmas HaKoychovim HaNu'usam L'Tibiyim. Oh, so there's another version of HaKachomim, and the bottom he brings both versions, and says, I want you to give me a little bit of the scientific wisdom of the Jewish people. A little bit of the scientific or astronomical yediyas that Jews have, and from that we'll see where ultimately it leads us. And so, very exciting, we are now going to get into a little bit of astronomy, which I think a little bit of it is going to be interesting. We'll see when we get tired of that. But it's it's a chizuk and emuna to see a lot of the things that in the 13th century they knew, some things that they didn't know, but a lot of things that they did know. So we'll continue that, Yitzhak Hashem, with Chav Tes, God willing, tomorrow.